It's The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This year, Ramadan, the Islamic holy month known for its dawn-to-dusk fasts, falls in the middle of a global pandemic. That means that many of Ramadan's communal traditions, such as breaking fast with large groups of family and friends and attending night prayers at the mosque, will be placed on hold. To prepare his local community for Ramadan in self-isolation, Omar Suleiman, a Texas-based imam and founder of the Yakin Institute in Dallas, has encouraged his community to shift perspective instead.
This is an opportunity for us to learn to connect to God in a very prayerful way, in a way that involves deep meditation, contemplation, introspection, reflection in our homes, where we don't have the Ramadan crowds around us to motivate us to stand longer in prayer. And so we're forced to only be motivated by that longing for God's pleasure. And so the main thing that I'm trying to do is trying to help people see the hidden blessings in all of this. That doesn't mean that we overlook the trials and the hardships that come with this period of loneliness and isolation. And so this gives us an opportunity to expand our individual prayer habits, as well as expand our sense of empathy and compassion so that we can help those that were struggling with the pandemic of loneliness far before the COVID-19 era, and whose loneliness is only going to get worse now.
Maryam Amir, a lecturer and teacher of the Quran based out of California, is seeking solace and emotional support through stories of the Quran.
The Quran is filled with stories of prophets and of righteous people who went through so many different challenges, and they found this deep connection with God, and they helped other people come to social justice in their connection with God. We are all going to be going through different things during this quarantine. Some people are struggling so much with the people that they live with, and some people are struggling with depression and living alone, and other people are going through so many different types of financial trials or issues that just span so many different areas. All of those things are very real. All of those things are paralleled for us in examples in the Quran.
Nonprofit organizations, whose prime time for both giving and fundraising is Ramadan, have also begun shifting their practices and perspectives. Riaz Wahid, who works with the nonprofit organization Building Blocks of New Jersey, helps distribute hot meals to Jersey City's incarcerated population every night of Ramadan. This Ramadan, though, his organization is focusing solely on providing groceries to families in the local community.
We have identified 85 needy families in Jersey City as well as in Bayonne, where we are giving them food every week for them to cook and eat. On top of it, we have also set up some few places where the needy people can pick up iftar meals.
And in New York, Mohammed Bahi, director of the charity Muslims Giving Back, said they're increasing their food distribution and moving from a weekly schedule to nightly distributions.
For the past 6 years, we have been feeding the homeless every Friday and Saturday night. But this Ramadan, because of the COVID-19 and the closure of mosques due to social distancing, instead of just going out every Friday and Saturday like we usually do, we said, let's turn it up a notch. We're going to go out to feed the homeless every single night in Ramadan, just to keep that spirit of Ramadan alive. Because usually in Ramadan, we are praying in the mosques all night. The community is coming together. Since that has been taken away from us, we said, let's replace this act of worship with another act of worship.
And we want to hear from you. Tell us what Ramadan looks like for you this year. You can call in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.